You're gonna get a text later.
Jeremy be calling, like, Jeremy be on the phone with me at work, and I'll say peace, and I'll put my phone in my pocket, and then I'll hear my earphones are still going on. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, bro, you don't know how to hang up? He's like, oh, nah. He's like, you gotta hang up. I'm like, fuck, gotta hang up on his ass. That was like this morning, bro. He did that. We didn't hang up for like 5 minutes. I just left it. Nah, the way I used to go on like dates and stuff is I wouldn't not, like, if I tell him, like, hey, like, I've never, the one thing I don't do is I never meet them there. I don't understand that. Usually I pick them up, or they never pick me up, but I would always pick them up. So I know, you know, because like there is one time where I was told this girl, like, hey, I'm going to get you. And I went to her house and then she wasn't there. And I was like, oh, I was like, I'm cool. I canceled it. She's like, yeah, pick me up right here. I was like, oh, no, I ain't driving over there. I was like, I'm going home. You ain't worth the drive. Sorry.
Dang, but, you said that.
Yeah. Like, I texted her. I was like, you ain't worth the drive. Like,
you told her you ain't worth the
bro,
drive?
Bro, she said she was at her house, and then she going to have me go all the way across town and go get her from somewhere else. This was like a couple of years ago. And I was like, nah, like, I'm not going to do that. Like, how are you going to tell me you at the house and then say you're somewhere else? Like 20 minutes, Rosedale and shit's far. That's 20 minutes. Like, I ain't got
that
20 minutes.
Far.
I ain't
Rosedale
got.
Is far.
I ain't got. I remember, I was like, I ain't got 20 minutes to be driving all the way over there, you know? And then I still got to take you out on top of that. Like, nah, I'm cool. Like, there's a million chicks in this world. I can get another one. I get another one.
So you got one, though.
Huh? No, now I got one, but I'm saying in the past.
Oh, past.
In the past, I used to go on dates and stuff, and I used to try them out. not try them out, but I used to
try them out.
I used to try their flavor, you know. I used to test. I used to be like,
all
right,
what flavor? What's
I'm
all
feeling
the flavors?
You. There was this one chick that I was feeling, but she's probably the only chick that I went on a date with. And then after that, it just got weird. Like, it was just like, she was into like those. She was like,
she into black guys.
Nah, like dudes who just like gangster dudes, you know. You can tell like what kind of guy she was into.
Oh, guys,
and I was just like, yeah, I'm not gonna pretend to be someone I'm not, you know. Like,
you told her that?
Yeah, I'm not gonna pretend to be that. Like, if I want to go shoot somebody, like, I'm not gonna go do that, because then I'm gonna go to jail. I don't want to go to jail. Like, I like my life out here, you know.
In the hood?
Yeah, like, it's not worth it. It's not worth it, you know. Unless it's in self defense, I'll do it. But if it's not in self defense.
That's crazy. Usually whenever I did, like, spend time with anybody, I would just talk to them for a long time. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's basically what I do. I just talk to whoever I'm hanging out with at that moment. I mean, regardless what happens before or after, I really just talk a lot.
Yeah. Some chicks, they like, some other chicks are just like, damn.
Nah, hell no. I think I've talked too much. I feel like I could talk too much, too. That's why I would sometimes just ask the questions.
Yeah,
I'm going to talk about it, so ask
phone?
The questions.
You have it on your phone? So, what do you like to do? Nah.
So, what about you doing on this day? Like, yeah, how's this
doing?
What
are you
doing
tomorrow?
I can't wait to get stood up now. Like, damn. Actually say, let's go here. And then, like, I show up and I just get stood up.
And then you block them? You
nah,
block
fuck
them out.
No, I'll send them a video. Like, can you call me if you get stood up? Like, I just got stood up.
Yeah.
I want you to call me.
Jay wants to get a
I
call.
I should put it on my story. Can't wait to get stood up.
Dude.
Someone going to stand you up. They're going to hit you up, stand you up. I told Jeremy today, I was like, actually, you know what I told Jeremy today? I was like, bro, I'm going to give you some space. That's what I told him today. He messes around. He's like, what the fuck? I was like, yeah, I'll give you some space. I was like, give me some space and privacy, bro. I forgot what we were talking about, but
that's the new move.
But I don't know.
I'm gonna give you some space. Hey, bro, I'm gonna give you some space. I know you need your privacy. Fucking Jerry.
It's funny, bro. I can use that now. I can just say that. I'll give you some space.
We should make that 2 t-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Give me some space.
I'm gonna give you some space. This all go up to him? Damn, that would have been a birthday gift for Jeremy.
I'm gonna give you some space.
You have
t-shirts,
like, hey, bro.
In the back, I know you need some privacy.
Dang, bro, that'd be a gift.
I know
right
you
there.
Need some privacy.
I'm gonna give you some space.
That's hilarious. I want a monster.
Yeah, my friend was asking me advice, like, about this girl, because he was saying that she's, you know, that she's hot. Like, he's one of the hottest girls he's ever. Look at her.
Bakersfield.
Yeah.
Bakersfield, let me see.
Well, let me just show you.
Oh, her Instagram's right there.
What are you trying to do, Mogi? You trying to swipe up or what?
No, I don't do that.
Yeah.
Wait, that he's dating her?
No, he was going to hang out with her.
And what happened?
He did. He hung out with her and everything.
She's single, bro. Yes.
And he said
so what's the Instagram?
I told you I knew the Instagram.
I knew you wanted the Instagram. I told you.
I ain't going to do anything. I just want to lurk on my own.
Let me see. Why is it not loading?
Because it was Instagram.
Oh. When he showed me it, it had posts, but she must
have. What the hell? She took off everything.
I want to be part of it.
Oh, shit.
Hey, but she's still active on it. Still active on it.
I found her. Whoa, she has two accounts. No, no, she has one.
You going to follow?
Well, anyways, yeah.
You going to follow?
He was
you're crazy.
He was nervous about it and everything. He was nervous about it and everything, so he went on it and everything, and I guess he asked, you know.
Wait, what did he ask?
Say it.
I don't know. You gonna know if he listens.
Fucked up.
He asked to take her out sometime. And then I guess she said, like, not right now or something, you know?
Oh, she definitely didn't want to. She also looks like the type of person that she's confident in herself. And if she doesn't see any value in the person, she's not going to waste her time.
Yeah.
That's what, like, even just looking at her photo right now.
Let me see a photo.
But she didn't say no.
No,
she just said not right now.
But that just says a lot, the way she answered it.
Yeah. Bro, she probably toxic, said it. Bro. She probably said it in another.
She hella does.
She probably said it in another form, but
she looks hella toxic.
Look at us just being judgmental.
Yeah, I'm judging right now. She looks like if you fucking go out with the boys, she's like, you didn't tell me you were going. Who the boys? What's this piece of hair on you right now?
That sounds like my girl, bro. Not gonna lie.
Oh,
my girl is not like that. Ooh. Like she's not like that. But my girl she's not like that when she say it like that. But shut. She don't say it, but she'll have this mood change.
Swear.
And I know it. I'll sense it.
My girl does that too.
I'm like, what's wrong? I'm like, what?
She
means
that. No, dude, literally, she came here today. The other day, she picked up a piece of hair. I didn't know what fucking hair, whose hair that was. She's like, whose hair is this? I was like, I don't know. And the fucking, like, I don't know whose hair that is. People come down here. It's not my house.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like Fernando, sometimes his daughter comes down here because it's her, you know, it's their house. So they come down here. She plays when I'm not here.
Yeah.
And they walk down here sometimes, I guess, and his
hair fell.
And part of hair fell.
No, but that's how my girl, like last week when we were supposed to do Toma.
Yeah.
I told her about it, and she was just like, I thought we were going to watch movies, because I did tell her we were going to do movies. And I was like, yeah, I was like, but I forgot it was Toma today. I was like, I forgot we scheduled it for Thursday, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, I was like, I'm going to go to that. So then I actually talked to her. This was, like, that day I felt the mood change and all that. Luckily, I fell asleep, but I told her, like, a couple days ago, I actually talked to her. I was like, hey, I'm letting you know right now. I was like, and that's when I told you guys that I was telling you, like, I'm going to be doing these things, you know, like, I'm not asking you, I'm telling you, you know, like, this is a, you know, this is something I'm doing with my friends, you know, like, I don't get to see Mowgli all that time, you know, I see him once a week or something, you know, because we're busy, you know, either I'm at work or he's out of town or something, you know.
Yeah.
And same thing for the other stuff.
Oh no, he gave me a weird look right now.
No, you looked at me smiling.
No, you looked at me smiling.
I know that feeling though, like scheduling can conflict with your significant other. That's something I didn't know how to manage when I was in my longest relationship. If anything, I think I fucked everything up with that just because like I put like myself before that relationship. And a relationship is two people. You're supposed to come together. Figure it out.
And I remember all that time because that's when I was a little bit young, but I remember when you would always come with us, you know, or we would go to LA or something.
Yeah.
And I understand that now. I understood it a little bit back then, but like I was still young, you know, but now I understand it. And that's why I laid it down on the table and I told her straight up, like, hey, I'm going to be doing this stuff. Like, I'm not doing as much right now, but my end goal is to knock this job that I have away. And start doing other things, you know, that I want to do. Like,
yeah.
Like, I told her, like, you know, whenever you go on another skate trip, I was like, I'm most likely going to go with them on a trip, you know. Hey, you think taxes are going to be crazy this year?
Fuck yeah. It's going to be insane. I ain't even going to lie. I've done so much brand deals and shit. Like, and then, like, crypto pulling out. I don't even know how that's going to work.
I know I had to pay taxes last year. This year, I didn't get no money back this year. I had to pay taxes into it.
I'm all right. If I don't get like nothing, it. As long as I don't owe nothing.
No, like, that's why this year, because apparently I made too much money this year.
Yeah.
And I'm like, 40. I made 40-something thousand. I'm like, that is not, that's not, but I'm, apparently that's too much for the average person, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why I had to pay, I think I paid like, in total, I was lucky because they used the thing I was supposed to get back to cover half of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I still had to pay like another five, but it was like 2,000 something I had to pay.
What?
I still have my other car.
Let me have it. Hey, I told you, if you want, if you ever want to make that video.
I'm selling it to CarMax tomorrow.
I told this fool if. I told him, I'm like, if he ever wants to make a video, if he ever wants to make a video on YouTube about surprising my best friend with a car or something, let me be that friend, bro.
Give me that car.
I'm just kidding. But, all right. That's sick as fuck, bro. What the fuck?
I'm fucking hyped. Now I'm, this is a car I've always wanted, so.
Hey, all right. I'll be there tomorrow. You're going to take me on a little ride, a little date?
Fuck yeah.
Hey.
Blow dart thing.
Oh yeah, shoot at my ass.
Alright. Alright,
let
you get back.
Alright,
I
bet.
Later.
Later.
Bro. Later. Oh, happy. That fool got a new car, bro.
That's fucking crazy. He just got the other one.
Yeah, I guess because he was telling me earlier, well, before we start the fire thing, he was telling me about like he's gonna get, he was looking for a Camaro because it was just the same price as his Honda. Almost the same price, a little more expensive, but like he's saying, he always wanted a Camaro, so he just got a Camaro, I guess. He's gonna sell the other one.
He paid off the other one though.
Nah, I'm not sure what he was doing exactly, to be honest. But I guess he wanted the Camaro, so I forgot.
I wonder how that works, cause like me, I'm trying to turn this car in and get another one, but I don't want to fuck myself over. And
I just hope he drives safe. He drives fucking wild, bro.
Dang.
Especially with Camaro, it's a wrap.
With the cops,
it's oh, he's a wrap. That fool looks like a troublemaker in that bitch. No, but I'm happy for him.
I forgot to tell you, I got a Costco card now.
What? Whoa! We just leveled up,
yeah. Dude. That's better than the fucking Camaro. How can you show us that?
Bro. So if you ever need to go to Costco, just let me know. We'll go.
Costco pizza on you.
I got
you?
The executive one, bro. I feel special.
That's
I got
way
the
better
executive
than Camaro.
One, bro.
What the fuck?
For real, it is, huh? Nah. Nah, I remember because we went to Costco one time and I wanted to get this juice, but we couldn't get it because we weren't a member. We were on an Instacart mission for Jeremy because he didn't have money to go eat or something. Can't remember.
Nah, and even then, we went all the way to a fucking other city.
Yeah, bro.
To deliver the food.
And they didn't tip.
Oh, you guys went on a
Instacart with Jeremy?
They didn't tip you guys?
No. I was like, damn, bro. We were unloading and everything. I was like, damn, Jeremy. Like,
when you're looking for your apartment, what are you looking for?
My apartment?
Or house?
What am I looking for?
Yeah, like, what is like? Do you have any photos? I'm trying to see.
Yeah,
what?
I'm gonna show. I actually found a really good one, but Jeremy turned it. They turned it down.
No
but it,
fucking
it was really
way he
good.
Turned it down. I'm pissed. He got stood up.
It was really good, bro. Look, I'm gonna show you.
That's what happens. Look, he stood up the place, and he got stood up.
I wanted it, but like I said, I can't apply for it if you know. Bro, like it was really nice. Oh, is it still there? Somebody probably got it.
And he said no?
I can look it up though, I have the address. Bro, Jeremy kept telling me he was telling me and I told him it's not gonna work. He said he wants his own bathroom and I was like, bro, I'm telling you, man, it's not gonna happen.
Why did you say no to that place in Panama? 3 bedrooms, 2.5 restrooms.
Nah, you said no, bro. You said we could get that, but we'd be broke. You said we'd be. Nah, bro. When I told him about it, he's like, we could get that. I got the messages, bro.
Damn,
he
you
said,
fucked
look, look,
up.
Look, that's it. Too much.
What the fuck, dude? You fucked up.
And then I called him. I called him, and he's like, too much. Bro, I showed you that one. I showed you that one, and you're like, nah, too much. He's like, we'll be broke. He's like, we could get it, but we'll be broke every day, every week. We'll be broke. Bro, what do you mean? You gotta put it in too. I'm still looking, but anyways, I had found that one. I had found that one, and I was like, bro, that one was lit, bro. That one would have been cool.
All right, bro, I'm going to let you go.
Is that next to us?
75 crimes, not that much. Death, catalytic converter. Catalytic. It just goes down the list.
Mowgli's one of those.
I am one of those. Damn, I could.
It tells you how much crimes.
For them.
It tells you how much crimes real. Have been I'm committed. Laughing,
but it's not because of your car.
Lake Street. Where do you live at?
At Monterey Street.
Okay, you live in Monterey. This is near Lake Street, Monterey, 98. Vehicle, petty, burglary, vehicle, access card information, vehicle, shoplifting, theft, false identification to a peace officer, theft. This is all October. This is all recent. October, well, last month, 14th.
I can't wait for this
month. Grand Theft Auto, petty theft, burglary, vehicle, Grand Theft Cargo, whatever that is, cargo. Damn, that's a lot. It's because I'm in the theft spot. See, if I go to assault, it tells me how much. 263 reported crimes for assault, bro, on Lake Street. Fuck.
My death.
Firearm, battery, Grand Theft Auto, deadly weapon, forgery, petty theft, false imprisonment, theft, shoplifting, spouse abuse, burglary, cruelty to a child, battery on person. Damn. And this is on Lake in Monterey. Look. Lake's right. The next thing right over you. Look, there's Monterey.
It is.
Dang, bro. Ghetto. But anyways, you're not going to go somewhere. And it's not going to be perfect, you know. Everywhere's going to have a little bit of crime. But in that Panama area, I looked it up.
To me.
I looked it up and there wasn't that many. Like, there was still some there, but there wasn't that much.
I get scared every night. 2,400 a month crimes?
No, to rent that spot.
It's not bad.
All right, watch this. Not. Tell me what you think about this.
I'm not watching that.
Why? Just watch it. Come on. Just watch it.
Oh! Fuck!
What about this one?
No. The fuck?
What is that? Assist?
Bro, that shit look like a marshmallow on this fool's finger.
That's nasty, bro.
That's fucking gross, bro. I don't know why you like watching that shit. Mowgli like watching some nasty shit like... Look, his hand's pissing in the sink.
That's sick.
You know,
bro.
Peeing in the sink saves water.
Really?
Yeah. So you guys should
peeing
do
in the sink saves water.
Yeah, all you do is rinse it out. So anybody who says like I'm nasty for peeing in the sink, do it yourself because you're saving water.
Oh, I almost got real quick. I almost got Jeremy to send me $30 earlier, bro.
Really?
Yeah, I did this. Look, so I saw this thing on TikTok. And you see how it says 30?
Yeah.
All you do is you take this picture, you save it, and you send it, and it pops up as if you sent him 30. And I said, hey, bro, my bad. I sent it to the wrong person. Can you send it back? That's what I told him. And he's like, this is what Jeremy said, though. Jeremy, he didn't budge. He's like, nah. He's like, mine. He's like, came up. Never send money to the wrong person. Let this be a lesson. That's what he said.
What?
And then he said, I can't save it. And I was like, why? He's all like, and I don't have Apple Pay. And I was like, just go ahead and keep it then. Bro, I almost got two people. I almost got him and my sister. She almost sent it to me. All you do is send this picture. Do you have Apple Pay, Jay?
Yeah. Airdrop that shit.
Well, if you click on it, obviously you know. But if you don't click on it and you look at it, it looks like that request thing, you know, when you request
money. I'll send it to someone right now and see if they budge.
And all you got to say is, hey, my bad, I sent it to the wrong person. Can you send it back? And if they send $30 back.
Hey, I'm sorry. I accidentally sent you money. Can you send it back?
Yeah, see, that's how it looks. And if they touch
it. No, I sent it to my girl right now. She read it.
You got to tell her. Hey, my bad. I sent it on accident.
No, I was going to tell her I sent it $30. I'm going to say enjoy.
I want to see the reaction.
She put the little face.
Oh, she clicked it. She clicked it. She knew it. It's just a picture.
She's replying.
Because that's never happened. You mean? But you could get somebody with that, guaranteed, if you just do it. I almost got my sister to send it to me. I was like, it's probably just loading. just loaded. It looks real, bro. Like, it looks like the real one.
Trying to make it seem like I sent. She's like, are you trying to make it seem like you sent that shit?
But yeah. But for reals, send me back that 30.
I'm gonna send it to Jeremy.
But yeah, Spider-Man. We'll be doing a podcast on that.
We have to ASAP. Once it's done, gotta edit it the next morning.
Yeah, once
blow that shit up. Spoilers.
Once we watch it, we're gonna go do a podcast on it, how we did on King Kong and all that. I saw it on TikTok, bro. And I was just like, I've been learning how to do stuff on TikTok.
TikTok's crazy, huh?
I've been learning, I've been seeing things. I'm like, oh damn. Buy Tomo merch.
I'm successful. Tomo merch, link in the bio, link in the description. Go cop a shirt.
Yeah, support.
Help
us
go to Hawaii. Help us go to Bali. Help us go out of the country.
Mexico.
Love y'all.
Peace.
Sayonara until next time.
Yeah. Do a fart, bro.
Oh, that was something hurt.